first floor in the middle, we'll have a very elegant lobby with a few mini shops and food for
teams of 9th and 10th grade Nichols School students presented five very different design proposals, explaining that each would make perfect sense for the city's growing waterfronts.
We put our hotel and brewery by
The would-be developers had a chance to present, much like a city planning board meeting, to a panel of judges. It included a project manager from the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, Buffalo News reporter Mark Summer, who covers much of the development in the city, and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
In negotiating with developers in the future in the city of Buffalo, I am going to be referencing the DART group. I want you to know that.
For the most part, students did their homework, but they learned there were gaps in their attempts as waterfront developers as judges probed their ideas.
Have you guys thought about how many rooms you would be having in your hotel?
I wondered if you had thought about, if in your own discussions, what people who might not like this project would say about it.
The student design projects included condos, a renewable research lab, a recreation center for art, dance, and theater, along with bungee jumping. But the judges selected the DART Hotel and Brewery as the best project. Two of the winners, 10th grader Nicole Jusko and Kira Callahan, say it was nerve-wracking presenting before the professionals.
Well, we just had basic interpretation of how to build a building, and it was a lot of research involved.
Yeah. A lot just goes into the whole process. We didn't even have all the answers to what they were asking us, and we thought we had a lot.
Mayor Brown was very impressed with all the projects.
It gave our young people the ability to think about what things cost, the kind of materials to use, the compatibility of uses, who might support a project, who might oppose a project, how to pay for projects.
And what they came up with, it's always fascinating because they don't follow any set of rules, and they have that free form.
Math teacher Marianne Haina was amazed by her students' creativity and efforts.
They're going to go back to the classroom and they're going to want to know more. Once you give them something and somebody gives back, then they go and they want more. So it's just going to help their learning.
WBFO News asked Mayor Brown if he might consider snagging some of these waterfront ideas.
I expect to hear from a lot of these young people in the future. A number of them already have said that they will be coming to me in a few years for money for their projects.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.